Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Cowboys, Eagles. The Eagles have the opportunity to come one step closer to winning the NFC East with a victory against their division rival, the Cowboys, on Sunday. The importance of the game has not escaped quarterback Carson Wentz. When asked if it was the biggest game of his career, Wentz said, quote, "You could probably say that." So, Shannon, is this the biggest game of Wentz's career?
No. I believe the game in Green Bay was bigger earlier because they were 1-2. They had just lost to the Lions. Skip. They played an early game in Green Bay. And so now the Cowboys are 3-0. Woo! Because you're looking like, man, Cowboys, they about to go 4-0. We go 1-3. It's basically over. Mm. Walker to him said, I'm not going to let that happen. Skip.
What do you mean 3-0? Oh, against Philly?
The Cowboys had got up to 3-0.
The Eagles
were 1-2, had just lost to the Lions, going on the road to Green Bay on a short week. They played Thursday night. Mm. Remember that? You remember walking to him and what he did, Skip Bay?
Stop it. That was the story of the night.
Skip, Vegas says that the Cowboys are favorite. Nobody is expecting the Eagles to win this game.
Well, that spread is plunging as we speak. I just heard it fall another.
The pressure is on the Cowboys. That's why they're coming up with all these phantom. Oh, Dak's stomach. Oh, his wrist. Mm. Oh, his back. I mean, pretty soon he's going to be coming out there with a motorized scooter, Jenny. Gee, I'd never seen anything like this. Imagine, Skip, if the Cowboys were missing Amari, Michael Gallup, had no Zeke, and expecting a great game. Because remember, you remember what you got from Dak? You kept beating the table. He doesn't have a number one. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have a number one or a number two. Mm. We're counting on Greg Ward Jr., who's done a great job over the last couple of weeks. We're counting on a guy that has two last names, Boston Scott. Mm. And he's giving us some valuable playing time. Miles Sanders is starting to step up. Mm. But Skip, there's really no pressure on Carson Wentz because nobody expects him to win this game outside of the Philly fans, the outside public, because, hold on. I'm hearing people say nobody wants to play the Cowboys. I could have sworn I just heard that.
I heard that,
too. The Cowboys just scored 44 points. They beat a team that had won.
That's if they make the playoffs.
Whoa. I'm just saying, Skip, it's my. I didn't ask you a rhetorical question or anything. Mm. And you just keep interjecting.
Well, you just need a little bit of reason in what you're saying.
Look, all the pressure is on the Dallas Cowboys, Skip, because they're the favorite. They're supposed to win this game. Everybody keeps telling. You say Pro Football Focus, they still the best team in football, even though they're 7-7. That's what you told me. So with that
this week, I haven't looked.
If he had all his weapons, Skip, the only reason that they're still in this position is because walk it to them. Their defense has been abysmal, but the exception of maybe one game, their defense has been terrible all year, Skip, and you know it. D-Jack, what they expected to have, a deep threat, and DeSean Jackson went away after the first week when he put up those monster numbers against Washington. Alshon has been in and out of the lineup, and now he's on IR. Hmm. And so with that being said, this is not his biggest game of his career. There'll be bigger games when he's at full strength. Hopefully the Cowboys at full strength, and we'll see what happens. Hmm. But this is not the biggest game. There's no pressure on him. All the pressure is on the Cowboys.
Now Shannon Sharp is attempting to remove the pressure from the quarterback. He loves the quarterback who has let him down so often, and he's saying this is no big deal for bounce it to him Wentz.
My quarterback has a Super Bowl ring. Mm. Quarterback has what?
How many playoff snaps has your quarterback taken in his life? Help me out.
He would have took a bunch of them.
How about none?
They would have won that.
How about zero?
They still would have won the Super Bowl had he been there.
How much did he contribute to that playoff run to that Super Bowl ring?
He got him
zero.
He got him a number one seed.
He got him zero. So the point is that Carson Wentz is edging toward the truth that he knows is about to hit him right between the eyes. This is by far, times 10, maybe times 100, the biggest game of his life because this is clearly a playoff game to get into the playoffs. Carson Wentz has played no playoff games in his life, so now the pressure starts and it will mount quickly through this game because he is still trying to fill the, if you will, cleats of a guy named Nick Foles, the magic man, the guy Chris Long built a shrine to in the Eagles locker room.
And the Jacksonville playoffs just built a prison for him. put him in jail so he can't get out and play anymore, Jimmy. Gardner Minshew is starting now. That ain't none of my business.
All those Eagle fans, those boo birds who are sitting on their wings and their hands in the stands so far, all they know is that Nick Foles had one of the most magical runs to a Super Bowl championship that they have ever witnessed in the history of the league when he routed Jenny's Minnesota Vikings with a sensational performance. Yeah. And then he turned it right into 41 points against Bill Belichick.
Oh, no. Well, if you don't mind me asking, who was the quarterback for a Bill Belichick team? The people need to know, because a lot of people don't know who
coached. Glad you brought that up. Tom Brady in that game threw for an NFL record 505 yards. Nobody in the history of the NFL playoffs has thrown for more yards than Tom did in that game against that Eagles defense, 505. And Tom Brady put up 33 points, which in any other Super Bowl would have won the game, but not when Bill Belichick's defense collapsed.
It's amazing. When we like all-time great players, we'll take what they do in a loss and magnify it. Michael Jordan scored 63 points.
How can you magnify 505? It's already magnified.
Time out, Skip. Michael Jordan scores 63 points. They catch an L. Mm. It's the greatest performance anybody's ever seen. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady called an L. It was 505. And we're talking about what all I know, Skip, did he win or lose? That's all I need to know. Mm. I got everything here. I put it here. Wins on this side. Losses over here.
His defense lost.
No, dude.
Because Bill Belichick somehow.
Who fumbled the ball?
Bill Belichick somehow fumbled the decision to, keep his best cornerback, the player who played the most snaps on defense, on the sideline the whole game?
Skip.
Malcolm Butler, Skip. What are you doing?
Your guy dropped the touchdown pass. And he fumbled the ball.
Touchdown pass. Wait, you told me he can't run a lick, and he was like 45 yards from the end zone. How is he going to get to the end zone?
He had it. They had everybody. Where's Tom? They looking for Tom. Yeah, thought he was in the backfield. He down the field.
And Amendola threw it way over his head. He doesn't catch passes for a living. Nick Foles, really a fine athlete because he was a recruited to play basketball.
Hold on. You told me Tom Brady was an outstanding baseball player. Got drafted. That's what you told me.
Yeah, but a catcher is not that athletic. Right? He's a catcher.
Catchers make a lot of money.
Okay, but that's not athletic. Who's more athletic, a catcher or a guy who gets a scholarship offer from Baylor to play in the Big 12 in basketball? Help me out.
I don't know about that. Yeah. Skip, I'm telling him what he did. Don't minimize. Let's go back to my guy walking to him.
Mm-hmm. Bounce it to him. He's got big issues hanging over his head because since Carson Wentz entered this league, nobody in the whole league has fumbled more than Carson Wentz over the last 4 years that Carson Wentz has been a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah.
And Carson Wentz knows full well in the back of his psyche that he lost 2 fumbles at Dallas earlier this year. He knows in the back of his brain that he's lost a fumble in each of the last 5 games, including one sort of mid fourth quarter the other day at Washington that could have just blown up the whole season.
Yep.
But to his credit, he rallied them back and he's had 2 nice closes against the Giants and at Washington.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, I'll give you those. But I don't want to hear any excuses for Carson Wentz because has anybody noticed that A, my quarterback might not be able to play, but B, how about this? My linebacker core is decimated with injuries. I'm down 2 linebacker starters.
Yep.
Leighton Vander Esch already ruled out. Joe Thomas almost certainly will not play. These are 2 starting linebackers for my Dallas Cowboys. It got so bad that Chris Richard had to sign Malcolm Smith off his couch this week. Malcolm Smith, known best for being the Super Bowl MVP against Peyton and company way back when.
Super Bowl 48.
Yeah, Super Bowl 48. And Richard knows him because he did start for the Legion of Boom, but how he won the MVP is like one of those Larry Brown issues.
Yeah.
Like, how did Larry Brown win the MVP of the Dallas Cowboys? Well, you just happen to be at the right place at the right time, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
So is he an MVP caliber player? No, he's not that guy. And nobody wanted him all year this year, so that's how bad it got. They had to call him and say, could you get up off your couch and come play?
What they got to do with your offense?
It has everything to do with bounce it to him wins because the degree of difficulty just got lower and lower because Dallas doesn't have Leighton Vander Esch who can really cover.
But hold on. Your defense just did a number on Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm. So, this is different because this offense is built completely differently because what does Carson Wentz do? He throws it to his tight ends more than any quarterback in pro football. He has completed more passes to his tight ends than any other quarterback because he's got, in tandem, the 2 best tight ends.
No question.
Right?
Yes.
Hurts and Goddard?
Yes.
Those are really good.
Very.
When in doubt, Number 11 for the Philadelphia Eagles looks for 86. Where's 86? I'm going to throw it to 86. And God help me. I hope the Chris Richard and the Cowboys are just saying, you know what? We have to take 86 away from Carson Wentz or we're going to be in trouble. That usually leaves Dallas Goedert in single coverage against some linebacker like, I don't know, maybe it's Malcolm Smith. I don't know. And that's
maybe
going
to Jalen Smith.
Maybe it's Jalen Smith, and that could be a mismatch. So, you know, advantage Carson Wentz.
Oh, my goodness.
Pressure mounts. Here we go. Can you hang on to the football, and can you find one of your tight ends?
Yeah, what about our defense? What about our defense against your offense?
What about it? Your front seven's about as stout as any in the league.
No, they're not, Skip.
Yeah, it is.
No, they're not. They're not very good, and you know that. They haven't played with Skip.
Fletcher Cox made the Pro Bowl, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Y'all got three offensive linemen that made the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
So
I don't know how, but they did.
Yeah, okay, okay. I mean, look at the Eagles' defense. You see that? The number one corner for the Eagles get targeted. Mm. Nobody picks on your number one corner. Mm. Maybe your two or your slot, your third corner. Mm. But your number one, teams go at your number one. You remember what the Giants did on Monday night? They win at Derby. He's their number one corner. Mm. You remember what Washington did on Sunday? Mm. The number one corner. They attacked him. That's not normal.
Okay. But you talked about, I finally got a number one receiver, except Amari Cooper, when they leave Jerry World and go somewhere else, I don't have a number one receiver because he disappears. Every time they go away, he disappears.
Well, when we go on the road, I mean, it doesn't matter, home or road, we got... And Greg Ward has done an unbelievable job.
You know what?
Job.
I like Greg Ward, and I think your quarterback really likes Greg Ward.
Skip.
College quarterback, they got a good rapport, they're on the same wavelength.
Think about it, Skip. There was a time in the Giants game, mm-hmm. Josh McCown was getting ready to go play receiver. That's how beat up. Let that sink in for just a second. Your quarterback, your backup, not the third string, not your emergency quarterback, mm-hmm. the second string quarterback was needed to play receiver. Mm. It had gotten so bad.
Mm. All I know is there's a moment in that Giants game on, was it Monday night?
Yeah, it was a Monday night
when
game.
I thought Josh McCown was going to have to go in for Carson Wentz, and I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now because they're going to come back because I fear Josh McCown.
You fear walking to him.
You do?
I don't.
Oh, walking to him.
Yeah. If my quarterback can go, my quarterback is better than your quarterback, and it will boil down to that and that alone.
Walk it to him
yeah.
versus doink it to him.
Mm, really?
Doink.
I love bounce it to him.
Okay.
And I love it. And he's the equivalent of an NFL slot machine. All you have to do is pull the handle and the ball goes right on the
okay.
point.
Okay.
Goes right I mean, on the
your guys kind of rectified.
Pull the handle and you hit the jackpot.
Your guys kind of rectified his problem because he had a fumbling issue.
Yeah.
He kind of solved it.
Yeah. Oh, he solved it?
I mean, he hadn't put the ball on the ground this year.
Yes. Who? Oh, my guy
yeah,
has.
Your guy.
No, my guy completely.
But, no, your guy won't put it on the ground, but he'll throw it to the other guy in the other guy's chest. He will do that.
If they fall behind 21-3, you better believe he'll try anything.
No, whoa. Yeah. Look at how my guy fell behind. Mm. Kept his composure, brought him back.
And by the way, nobody's talking about Jordan Howard. It looks like he's going to be back in the saddle, ready to go.
The man ain't played in a month and a half.
Miles
and you talking about back
Sanders,
his...
Boston Scott. Wow, they got a core.
Boston Scott. Let that thing get into my Boston Scott.
He's come up a lot lately.
He is electric. You got lots of weapons. You're just fine.
Oh, no. What about your top Tony Pollard? Mm-hmm. You told me that two. No, you can remember you came out here Monday? That two-headed monster.
Mm-hmm.
One is thunder and the other's lightning.
We got it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, that look at you now.
Yeah, I got to get a 20 jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a holiday present.
Guess what? It won't last long. It'll be on the trash on Sunday night. We're on walking to him done with it.
Trash. It worries me around there.
Walk it to
not
him.
A good sign.
Keep talking. Keep front running. Keep gloating.
4 days, guys.
How we front running?
You got me on the run. I might not even have my quarterback able to play.
Skip, you know good. Stop saying that. You know, you know good and well Dak is playing. Now stop saying that.
I don't know good and well.
We'll see if he gets well. So when discussing the Celtics losing their 2012 playoff series against the Heat, Kevin Garnett brought up Boston eliminating LeBron from the playoffs in 2010 when he was still in Cleveland and had some interesting things to say. Take a listen.
You feel like you can break LeBron at this point?
We broke LeBron.
In game five.
So get your out of here with that, all right? You understand how you got the Cleveland, how you got the Miami Bill? You remember
that's
that?
True. You broke
okay,
them in 2010.
Okay, so remember that, all right?
Fair
so
enough.
Stop bringing that up, all right?
Fair enough.
So they was talking to him, okay? The media and the league knew that they had an agenda in which we wasn't part of the agenda. You understand? Right. And that's how they ended up winning that series. Yeah, I said it. The C's, we didn't give a about LeBron. We didn't fear LeBron, and we didn't think that he can beat all five of us.
Well, Shannon, is KG right?
KD sound like a fool.
Hmm.
And think about what he just said, Skip. He said the C's didn't fear LeBron because we didn't feel he could beat our five. Mm. He's talking about three first ballot Hall of Famers. Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Rondo is a fringe. We will remain to be seen. Mm. And they're talking about beating a 24, 25-year-old LeBron James. Now, that was, Skip, think about this. It was KG, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Rondo, Kendrick Perkins, Tony Allen, and Rasheed Wallace came off the bench. Going against LeBron James, Mo Williams, Antoine Jameson, Tony Parker, 37-year-old Shaq, and Anderson Varejao. Mm. So, KG, since you want to take it this, since you got so much to say right now, I just want to know one thing. Did Kobe and Shaq break your ass? Mm. What about Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Ginobili? Mm. Because you remember for 12 years he was in the Western Conference. Kevin Garnett got out of the first round, Jenny, one time. As the number one seed in 2004, he was the MVP. He got bounced by Shaq and Kobe. Mm. So in other words, Tim Duncan broke his ass because they didn't fear Kevin Garnett. Skip, Kevin Garnett was one of the first guys that had a no trade clause. Mm. So in order for him to get from Minnesota to Boston, what did he have to do? He talked about wanting to win a championship. He had to go link up. Now, Kevin Garnett came out in 1995. Now, maybe I missed it, but I could have swore he came out of the Farragut Academy and went to Minnesota.
Yes.
But how did he win a championship for Boston if they didn't draft him? He go links up, Skip. Do you realize before the Miami Heat Big Three, there was one in Boston? That's what they called Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen, the Big Three. So what Bron did said, hold on, it's basically three against one. Mm. Well, let me go get me two others. Mm. D-Wade, what you think, bro? We came, CB, what you think? Okay, let's do it. Mm. Kevin Durant was talking that ish. You remember game five when they beat him in Miami, Skip? Mm-hmm. Kevin Garnett had a lot to say. And then LeBron, on his watch, those five he was talking about when got 45, 15, and 5. Mm. Shut it down. So he broke it up. So LeBron James broke up the Celtics Big Three. But they said, let's run it back. Mm. But we're going to run it back in Brooklyn. So Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, go join Joe Johnson. Mm. LeBron broke that up in Brooklyn. Mm. Sent him back to Minnesota where he was somewhat of a player consultant. Mm. And he want to talk now. Skip, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen so many players that have so much negativity to say about LeBron. Mm. That man minding his own business.
Mm. Wonder why that is.
Because you hate greatness. Mm. But even as great as Michael was, and they froze him out, Skip, you remember they froze him out in the All-Star game. And he never forgot it, especially Isaiah. Mm-hmm. He never forgot it. Skip, Larry Bird didn't say we broke Mike. Mm. Those guys didn't talk about that. You didn't break.
That's exactly right. Keep talking.
Hold on, Skip. Because they realize it's Mike against three. It's Mike against four. But when Mike got Scotty and he got more players to help him, now Michael going through that kicking butt. Mm. Kevin Garnett doing all this talking. I just want to know why you never got out of the first round, with the exception of one time. If it was that easy, KG, it was taking you going to join. So he ran out of the wet skip. At least LeBron stayed in the same conference. This joker went all the way cross country. Mm. I can't deal with Shaq and Kobe. Mm. Well, they broke because Shaq left after the 2004 season. I mean, I can't deal with Tim Duncan. Mm. Tim Duncan broke it because him and Tim Duncan played the same position, and Tim Duncan gave it to him. Mm. And he want to talk now. Mm. He got a lot to talk about after LeBron made him get up out of Dodge. Mm. Made him leave Boston. Made him leave Brooklyn. Bron was the beast of the East. Mm. You had a great run, KG, but it's over, bro. Let it go. Mm. You never was. You never were. Never will be thought of as LeBron. Let it go, bro. Mm. You won your series. You got your ring. Let it go. That's not the fight you want to fight. Mm. Live to see another day, bro.
My turn. Could you please ask the question again? You have it?
Shannon. Yes, well, not Shannon.
Thank you. Mike, I'm Skip.
I already heard from him. Yes. I'm still taking in everything you just said. Skip, it's KG right here.
KG is dead solid right about what he said, because in the conference semis in 2010, LeBron's last go-round in the first stop at Cleveland, they made LeBron quit.
Stop it, Skip.
They broke LeBron psychologically, mentally, physically, every way you could break him. And by the way, in game three of that series, which was the first game at Boston Garden, The visiting Cleveland Cavaliers won by 29. I believe that was LeBron's greatest game. You can make a case that the next year in game six of the Eastern Conference finals,
yeah,
when he was with the Heat, obviously you could make a case for that one. Or it'd be two more years after that.
Yeah, right? It was 2 years.
2 years after that. But in this case, LeBron was a tour de force at Boston on a Friday night. I was just in awe of him. And by the way, he made 8 of 9 free throws that night. So he was a plus 30 in that game. And yet here we went again. Here again was LeBron's team up 2-1. And we had seen that happen against Orlando the year before, and they fell apart. And we were about to see it happen in his first go-around with the Miami Heat against Dallas in the NBA Finals, up 2-1 at Dallas. And no, fell apart. So in this one, he fell apart so badly that, look at game 4. They lost by 10. He had 7 turnovers and went 0 for 5 from 3. Then game 5, they lost by 32, and LeBron went 3 of 14 from the floor. And then game 6 back at Boston, they lost by 9. LeBron had 9 turnovers in that game.
How many points? Didn't he have like a triple-double? He had 27, 19, and 12. Wouldn't he have something
10,
like that?
10.
Oh, my bad, Jenny. But it broke him. 27, 19, and 10. But they broke him.
9 turnovers, and they lost by 9. And Dan Gilbert soon after told the Associated Press, and I quote, he quit. This is about LeBron. He quit.
Yeah.
Not just in game 5, but in 2, 4, and 6. Watch the tape, said Dan Gilbert, who concluded, the Boston series was unlike anything in the history of sports for a superstar, period, end quote.
But what is, it's baffling to me. You quit on me. But you know what? I get on my private jet and I go meet you at a private place, a private area, and I want you to come back. But you quit on me.
Well, why did LeBron agree to go back? That's the better question.
LeBron went back because LeBron says, you know what? I have unfinished business. Because remember, Skip, when they tried to give him the trophy, he took the trophy from Dan Gilbert. You ain't about it. It's not about you.
Yeah. Mm.
We won this. Now, you talk about winning in spite of. That's winning in spite of.
So this conference semifinal was such a debacle of a disaster for LeBron James that his camp then put out the reports. They gave out the information to several reporters who said that LeBron had to be sedated before games 4, 5, and 6 against those Celtics because of a locker room issue that he was trying to cope with. And that's the biggest bunch of baloney I've ever heard. Sedated before those games. I don't want you. That's the all-time excuse I've ever heard.
So let me ask you. Okay, Skip. So why? Okay, now it's a fair fight. It's your three, big three, against my big three. Why is and we bust your head. And then remember, has Kevin Garnett talked to Ray Allen? Because remember, when Ray Allen went and joined, he's like, I don't want to be on you. You the losing side. Y'all never going to beat him again. I don't want to be a part of y'all losers. I'm going to join him in Miami. And what about Kevin Garnett? Has he talked? Remember they had this reunion, and he and Rondo? I'm still surprised that Rondo wants to play with LeBron. He hated LeBron so much that he couldn't wait to join him, didn't he? And Kevin Garnett got so much to say, Skip, he skipped out of the Western Conference.
Okay, so now we go 2 years down the road to Boston Celtics versus LeBron and the Heat.
Yeah!
In the conference finals.
Hey, what happened?
And LeBron and company are down 3-2, and on a Friday night, they went to Boston.
Yeah!
LeBron played what a lot of people think was his greatest game ever. What was it, 45, 15, and 5? It was great, and they won. Man, they won by 19.
But we need context, Jenny.
Yeah.
Because we need context about Kevin Garnett running his mouth.
Wait, I'm not finished
okay,
yet.
Okay, my bad.
Remember, Kevin dropped in the little agenda issue. He said the NBA had an agenda in that series. So what happened in Game 7 back in Miami? It ended up being a pretty close game because it was a three-point game. And I'm trying to read between the lines of NBA's agenda.
Yeah.
Boston shot no free throws in the fourth quarter of that game. Miami shot 6 and made 5, and it was a three-point game. So maybe that's what he's saying is the NBA's agenda.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe KG would have a point if they shot 16 and they shot none. But 6 now, he makes it seem like that's the greatest disparity that we've ever seen. And
I don't even know if that's what he's referring to. I'm just trying to look for something.
There ain't nothing there. He called it. What he thought he was going to run his mouth, because he ran his mouth after they won game 5 in Miami. And he was talking at talk. But you remember, they showed him LeBron had his hands on his knees, and his eyes is bouncing side to side, side to side.
Look, I will say this. I believe that Kevin Garnett right now is feeling himself. He is full of himself because he's the star of a movie with Adam Sandler called Uncut Gem. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I have seen it, and Kevin Garnett is great in it, playing Kevin Garnett. He is literally playing Kevin Garnett for real.
Right. Okay.
And he's very good. Adam's very good. I didn't love the movie, but that's a whole nother issue. But they were sensational, and it is getting big Oscar buzz.
Okay.
So I believe Kevin is feeling himself because they just might win the whole thing. They might win the Oscar.
Okay, but what they got to do on the court? No, I'm
just feeling good the last couple. That makes sense.
You can feel, Jenny, I can feel good about me without trying to crap on somebody else. But see, that's the thing. Sometimes we have to think, I got to make you feel small so I can seem larger than life. KG, what you accomplished in the NBA is great. Nobody's trying to diminish that. But when you forget how you couldn't get out of the first round. You couldn't get through Shaq and Kobe. You couldn't get through Tim Duncan, Manu, and Tony.
Okay.
Why? Because it was you against those.
Okay, but is he right that we broke LeBron in that conference semifinal?
Skip, no. What he's trying to skip, LeBron left Cleveland because he couldn't get anybody to come to Cleveland. Hell, LBJ don't want to be in Cleveland. Mm. That should tell you superstars not going to Cleveland. Mm. Not by choice. Come on, Skip. KG, you better than this. You had your chance to shut him down in Game 6. And LeBron played in Game 7. We gloss over Game 7. Also, the Detroit game, Skip, where he scored, I think, 27 straight, 25 or 27, and he had 48. The last 25 against Detroit. You remember that? When he dropped that 48 on them and broke that up. He broke that up.
All I know is when Dan Gilbert said the Boston series was unlike anything we've seen in the history of sports for a superstar, well, he hadn't seen what was about to happen 2 years later against the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals when exactly that same thing happened again.
People say things out of emotion. When you lose, when emotion is high, logic is low. Dan Gilbert, talking about unlike he'd ever seen. He had just bought the team a couple of years ago. Hell, he don't know anything about no basket, the ins and outs. The man, he broke the guy. A guy had 27, 19, and 10. And they broke him. He probably averaged 30 for the series, but they broke him. Yeah, you had the better team, KG.
Last three games, LeBron James was 18 of 53 from the floor. That's 34%. He was 2 of 13 from three, and he had 19 turnovers in three games.
Skip.
Broke him.
Skip, he had a bad game. So let me ask you a question.
Three.
So I guess I'm glad you said that, because a bad boy Pistons broke Mike. They broke him. Oh, I don't want to hear nothing about no Jordan rules. I don't want to hear nothing about no book. They broke him. They broke him.
He went 6-0.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Skip. The big three Celtics, they broke him.
Did you ever hear one Piston say we broke him?
Yes. Dennis Robinson
Sam
said all the time.
Sam Smith wrote a whole book about the Jordan rules. They had to have a set of rules just for Michael Jordan to get by him, to survive him, because they barely survived.
And how did he get past him? By breaking him. He said, I got to get stronger. But by me getting stronger, I got to hope the Pistons get older. And they start breaking the pieces. They got rid of Rick Mahorn. You remember Skip Bayless?
I don't remember Michael having 19 turnovers in the last three games.
Because he wasn't handling the ball. Scottie Pippen was. He was never, come on, Skip. Now you better tell, KG forgot. See, KG must have forgot. I'm old enough to remember when he was in the Western Conference and he could do nothing. Every year. But one and done. I thought he was an NCAA freshman. One and done, Jenny, because that's what he was.
Shannon,
one and done.
You can't kill the messenger.
Skip.
That's what you're trying to do.
Skip, it's easy to say the man lost or we broke him. So when Tom Brady loses, the team broke him. Is that what you're saying?
That's what he's saying, and there's a lot of proof here.
Just because you say that don't make it the truth.
Something happened to LeBron.
He lost.
Somebody
broke him. Look at it started. Look what he had. And look what LeBron had. Okay, I'm going to put KG on the Cleveland, and I'm going to take LeBron and put him on Celtics. KG win it?
I don't think so. That's not what he was saying.
Of course not. He had the substantial upper hand, and he's going to talk about I-5 didn't fear LeBron. You better not. One better not fear five. If you do, you're weak. But when he got him some help, he got old D-Wade, he got old CB.
KG might wind up with something LeBron would love to have, but will never have.
What do you got?
An Oscar. An Oscar.
Never know.
We be doing movies.
He's been busy.
We be doing movies, Skip.
Yeah.
We doing movies. We're going to be doing producing movies.
Yeah.
Not only are we going to be producing movies, we're going to own a team.
Yeah.
Somehow I feel like you're going to be involved.
LeBron played himself in Trainwreck. I didn't hear any Oscar buzz.
Was he good?
He was good.
It didn't get Oscar buzz, but I laughed. It was a fun movie.
How many comedies you know win get Oscars for comedy? Mm. How many Oscars won a comedy, Jenny?
I can't think of any right now.
Get Shorty maybe was nominated, Big Short, something like that?
Some, like Golden Globes, they have actually a category for
Okay, but there's no Oscar. There's no Oscar.
Yeah, I'll see what I can find out.
No, stop doing that. Kobe got an Oscar, so he going to be late to the party. Mm. Kobe already got that taken. So you could be second. The second man to step on the moon isn't Neil Armstrong.
All right. LeBron will get nominated for Space Jam 2.
Don't worry about
that. We'll see.
Why are you worried about what the man will get nominated for?
According to reports, guys, three Oklahoma players, including starting defensive lineman and top pass rusher Ronnie Perkins, will be suspended for the college football playoff semifinal game against the number one ranked LSU Tigers. It's being reported that the three players failed drug tests, but Lincoln Riley would not confirm or deny the report. Reggie Bush, still with us, but Skip, I've got to start with you.
Yes.
Look, diehard Sooners fan. We know that around here. How does this impact Oklahoma's chances?
Kills them. I had a rough day yesterday. End of our show, I went elation, deflation, because I'm thinking, my Cowboys got this, too. My quarterback's got a bum throwing shoulder. Mm. And then a few hours later, go from, my Sooners are in the playoffs, and they got a shot against Joe Burrow and LSU. Mm. And I lost the two key pieces that could have helped us pull off that upset. I lost our best pass rusher, and he is a bad boy. He is really starting to fly off that edge. Ronnie Perkins out of St. Louis, recruited heavily by LSU and chose Oklahoma. He's going to play on Sunday. He's going to play in the National Football League, and he is starting to just create havoc for passers, pocket passers like Joe Burrow. And I assume they're going to appeal it, but he's gone. Mm. And then Ramondre Stevenson, people don't know who he is, but I watch him every snap.
He's good.
He is the closer. Yeah. He is the closer for this football team. Mm. He goes about 240. He went the JUCO route to Cerritos College here in Southern California and then to Oklahoma. He was the top JUCO recruit in the country last year. And they used Kennedy Brooks as their sort of workhorse first to third quarterback. And then all of a sudden, when the defense is getting a little tired, here comes Ramondre. He was averaging 8 yards a carry and 9 yards a catch, and he can really catch it.
Yeah.
And he can pile drive, and he can get loose. He's for 240, he can move. He's going to also play somewhere on Sunday for somebody in the National Football League. And you took my closer away and my pass rusher away, and I was so happy when my Sooners survived Baylor for a second time in the conference championship in overtime, and I was ecstatic when LSU vaulted to one because I don't think my team could deal with Clemson. I don't think my team could deal with the Ohio State. Mm-hmm. But LSU may be made to order because my team can play keep away. What is LSU's glitch? What is its maybe fatal flaw? Its defense every once in a while just collapses.
Yeah.
We saw them against Texas. Texas just went up and down the field against them. We saw them against Ole Miss. Ole Miss just went up and down the field against LSU. Now, they clamped down on Georgia, and they look like world beaters against Georgia on defense. But it's possible my offense can sledgehammer run the football so powerfully that with Jalen and Kennedy Brooks and then Ramondre, you could. What did they do against Baylor in the 31-10 comeback when they were down 31-10 at halftime? They just kept the ball the whole second half, running it down Baylor's throat, and they came all the way back to 34-31. What could they do to LSU? They could play keep away and keep the Heisman winner on the sideline for much of the game.
What also would help them is that Baylor turned the ball all over a couple of times in the second half and gave them
which they never do, but it happened just late.
And considering that the Oklahoma Sooners only had 11 turnovers in 13 games, that's the fifth fewest in the nation. The loss of these three players, it just increases the margin of loss you're going to lose by in the beginning.
Well, the point spread just went from, it opened to 12, now it's up to 14.
I told you, they just put so much pressure on you offensively. They emptied basically their empty back, a one back or empty backfield set, and Joe Burrow is throwing to those three wide receivers. Yeah. Who's going to be playing on Sunday?
Yeah.
And he's at Skip. I mean, he's so accurate. I mean, he's
completed unbelievable.
78. I mean, he's like a Drew Brees. I mean, he looks like Macaulay Culkin, like Home Alone. He's like a big Macaulay Culkin.
He does. Look like. I forgot about that.
But Skip, when you think about what they did to Georgia. Georgia led the nation in scoring defense, giving up 10 points a game. Mm-hmm. They hung 37 on Georgia like it was nothing.
Nothing.
What like did they do to your Crimson Tide?
They hung 48, yeah. hung 48 on them God. And Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody got that Alabama. Now, you see, we got 45 on them. Man, we love you. This is not about Alabama. Why you keep...
To my point.
First of all...
You can move the ball on LSU.
Y'all don't got what Alabama got offensively. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't got no Tua, and y'all ain't got three receivers that's going in the first round.
We got one that's going to go above all your three.
He's not going CeeDee before
Lamb.
Jerry Jeudy.
He will go before
Jerry Jeudy.
Who was the first team All-American? Who was the first team All-American? My guy, CeeDee Lamb was.
So good.
Not any of your three.
Ja'Marr Chase was the bullet.
He's really good.
But
he's
Jerry really Jeudy good. Will be the first receiver.
You know what? I'll bet when all's said and done, I'll bet CeeDee Lamb will go above
Jerry
him.
Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy.
CeeDee's too big and
what
strong.
Do you think? That's tough. I love Jeudy. CeeDee Lamb and his speed.
Yeah, because they both bring something different to the table.
They bring something different.
The thing that you know about Alabama receivers is they can run routes.
Yeah.
You look at that, you look at Ridley, you look at Amari, Julio yeah. for the big as he is, mm-hmm. and Jeudy cannot run routes better than all of them.
He's yeah. smallish.
He is. Yeah. But Skip, he's electric.
I know. I got
but
it.
But the thing is, Skip, y'all guys don't create turnovers. Y'all don't take the ball away.
Our defense is still yeah. not very good.
No.
But that's the thing. The Oklahoma's not a defensive team. They're an offensive team.
They are.
Their best player on defense is Kenneth Murray, who's a beast at linebacker yeah. and who will be playing on Sundays. But to your point, Oklahoma, the game plan has to be to play keep mm-hmm. away. It has to be to run the football well on offense, which they do well through Jalen Hurts, through Kennedy Brooks, who's going to be the starter regardless of what Stevenson was doing.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I love watching Stevenson. I think he brings a different dynamic to this team, and he could have really had an impact on this game. But I don't think it limits them in what they do because it's CeeDee Lamb, it's Jalen Hurts, and it's Kennedy Brooks. That's where the offense and then where the game plan is going to be won. If they do those things well, they'll be able to play keep away from Joe
Burrow. And I'll hate to break the news to you, but in the last four games, you got Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. got seven turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's turned into a turnover
yep.
machine.
Yep.
Now, you turn the ball, give LSU extra possession. Ask Alabama what happens if you give them extra possession.
Yeah.
Mm. Ask Georgia what happens if you give them extra possession because they can get to 50 in a hurry.
Mm. Joe Burrow is going to put up points regardless in this football game. Regardless, they're going to put up points.
Depends on how many.
Exactly.
Oh, he'll get it. They're getting a 40 easy.
40?
40 easy.
Okay, I got a case on that right now. Okay?
Case. 40.
I need Ramondre, though.
You do realize this game is in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
It's a beach bowl.
That's LSU's backyard.
Georgia's LSU's backyard.
I mean, it's
travel.
They're going to travel well.
They didn't have a whole lot of people. Georgia, you know, when it for the SEC championship, obviously, that's an hour away from the University of Georgia.
Mm.
They were saving for this one because they knew they were going to be here.
Yeah.
This is the game they knew they were going to be here. Watch the LSU.
You know what? You
Lego
were
Tiger.
So lucky. Last Lego year, Tiger. I didn't have Hollywood Brown, who would have changed that game against Bama.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't have the two key pieces to keep
you could have had going. Hollywood Brown, Santa Monica Brown. You could have had anybody other Brown you wanted.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to do nothing with it.
Have you noticed what Hollywood's doing for Lamar?
Love it.
Yeah, we took it easy on y'all.
Rooting for that kid.
Took it easy. Skip, it was 28 nothing. It was 28 nothing at the blink of an eye.
And here came Kyler.
Mm-hmm. We let him do a little something. We let him do a little something.
A lot of something.
Let him do a little something. But then,
maybe.
Then Tutu said, like, hey, go to sleep.
All I know is Jalen Hurts finished second in the Heisman. That's pretty good. I'll bet Bama missed him this year.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
All Tua
did. One versus number two.
All Tua had was 33-3. Let that sink in for a second.
Yeah. All he is injury prone. That's all I
know. What else? Okay, Skip. Yeah. I mean, so what?
Jalen's like Dak. He's a warrior.
He need to drink some more milk. He need to drink some more milk. He need to drink a couple of more gallons of milk. He going to be all right. Get them bones up.
Like Dak. All right, Reggie, always great to have you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your insight.
No mercy.
Julian Edelman was limited for the second practice in a row this week. It's being reported that he is dealing with a tendon injury in his knee. Based on practice footage from yesterday, some are saying that Edelman did not look good physically and that his injuries are beginning to show. So, Fox Sports contributor Rob Parker joining us now. Rob.
Buckle up for about 20 minutes of straight hate on the Patriots and the Cowboys. Way to go.
Buckle up, everyone.
Should I leave now?
Yeah,
is that it?
Good. I just summed it up.
Please stay. Okay. Please say, Rob, how much trouble are the Patriots in?
Hear me out, Skip.
Patriots are in big trouble. You already know.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all,
These are not your father's Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. They have played well. They got 10 wins, 6-1 on the road this year.
Yep.
Right? Even when they played the Patriots early this year, was it 16-10? It was a close game. Mm-hmm. They do really well. Third best against the pass. And they held Brady to 150 yards.
They
and now
did.
Brady's not that healthy. He's struggling.
Yep.
Edelman's not healthy.
No.
I mean, a lot of things are going. I know they blew out the Bengals, but I don't really count that. I think this is going to be a tough game on a Saturday, a big game mm-hmm. for Buffalo. And this is what I was telling you before. Before the season started, I might have been wrong about your Cowboys, and we'll get into that. But when I said to you when I made that bet that the Patriots wouldn't make it to the AFC Championship game, here's that game that could change everything.
This is huge.
Am I right?
This for is, that.
Because yep. if they lose this game and yep. somehow Buffalo wins the oh. division, Patriots are going on the road.
Good luck.
And,
yep.
and the chance
wild card
the, as a wild card and the way the shape that they're in. So this is a big game. And I love what the Bills have done. This is just a different team and nobody wants to believe in it. But they've if you look at their resume, it's been good all year.
It's very good. Skip, this would be a huge loss because he's Brady's most reliable, most dependable, who Brady trusts the most in dire situations because he doesn't have a Gronk now to split some of that workload with him. Skip, here's the thing. But also, if you look at it, their defense, the Patriots' defense, still can create turnovers, can still get scooping scores, pick sixes, and give Brady a short field. Because now without Edelman, you greatly decrease your chances of driving the distance
yep.
because he's your chain mover. He's the guy that's on 3rd and 3 that Brady's going to look for. He's the guy that Brady says, you know what? I know there's two guys on him, but he's going to fight tooth and nails. He's going to come down with this ball. So if you remove him from that, so now basically it's basically Edelman and James White. You remove Edelman. How many swing passes, Skip, and screens are you going to be able to throw to James White? 20? Because I don't, like I said, we haven't seen in the Coach Belichick and Brady era, we haven't seen a rookie contribute heavily other than Gronk. And I don't care how good N'Keal Harry you think he's going to be, he ain't Gronk.
Nope.
That's a generational player. That's a once-in-a-lifetime type player. Mm-hmm. So, but, and the thing is, Skip, the Patriots got to be very careful because you're talking about you might have to face a Kansas City Chiefs in the divisional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kansas City has a lot of confidence because they went there and beat them a couple of weeks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw what Kansas City did. Now, the Broncos might not, but their defense is very good. They still have a top-flight defense that's good in pass coverage, and they can get after the quarterback, too. And my homeboy, in driving snow and frigid temperatures, threw a party.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel very comfortable that if they have to face the Patriots again,
they do.
They like their chances.
I would agree.
So they have Edelman is key for them. I don't know how far. I don't know if they can go very far, Skip, if they don't have Edelman. At least a health. Somewhat, he needs to be somewhat healthy, too. He can't be banged up like he is now because this guy right now, Skip, he's out there drawing double teams, but he's not a guy that they can, you know, can get anything out of. Two catches.
Two catches for 9 yards.
Yeah. No.
He can't move. He can't run. He's beat all to hell.
And
he's a high contact player who's aging right before your very eyes.
And
Tom
cold.
Brady's beat all to hell.
Yep.
He took severe punishment. The worst beating he took all year was at Cincinnati,
right.
One of your old stops.
That's right.
And I'm with you about Buffalo. I am highly impressed, and I don't think they're under the radar. I think they're on the radar. Mm-hmm. I think people have noticed. Sean McDermott has it going. He's created a whole new culture. That team has a backbone to it. I will also remind you that you, about 6 or 7 weeks ago, said that they might as well have an amoeba playing at quarterback. That's how little you respected Josh Allen at that point.
He got better.
He took my team apart on Thanksgiving Day at Jerry World. Not that easy to do, but he did it. And so I honor all of the above. So now the table has turned in New England. Now it's up completely to Belichick's defense. The Super Bowl 2 years ago, we all went back and forth about it. Brady threw for 505, put up 33 points, and Belichick's defense allowed 41. And why Malcolm Butler was benched for the game, I don't know. But all of a sudden, the script has flipped completely around to, okay, Bill, it's your turn. Mm-hmm. You have to do this. I'm going to hang in. My gut feeling is that New England's going to figure out a way to win this game just because it's at home with so much on the table.
It is.
This is it, man, and they know it because they got the Dolphins to finish, and I think they think they can beat the Dolphins.
Right. But Skip, you must admit, they haven't beaten any of the good teams.
No,
the Patriots,
I got all three of them.
All three games against good teams, they've lost this year, and Buffalo is one of those good teams no matter what we think about
Skip, remember how Josh Allen got hurt? He was running. Took a shot to the head.
Yeah.
And then they brought the backup in, and then, whew.
Okay. So, and you said they're like lower than amoebas, the two of them,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Wow.
It was,
they were bad.
They were bad. So, I'm going to say it one more time. Julian Edelman is useless at this point. It's about that kid, N'Keal Harry. And, again, to your point, can a rookie save the Patriot offense? Because they don't do rookies.
They don't.
So what happened against Kansas City just two games ago? He played two snaps. And all of a sudden, boom, last Sunday at Cincinnati, he played 38 snaps because he's all they got.
Yeah.
And he's something now.
Right.
He's 6'4", 225, and he can move.
Right.
But he is a raw rookie who missed the first half of the year because he was on IR with a foot injury.
Which is valuable time that he could have got in practice with Tom Brady.
Okay.
So now he can't do anything. Yeah, Skip, I think people are like, well, he's studying. There's nothing gets you ready to play football like practicing football. Not studying, practicing football, being where you can actually talk to Tom. You run the route, Tom says, no, you're too deep. No, you're too shallow. You got more time. Perfect. That's what he needs to hear. That's what Tom needs to know. Okay, he's getting it. You know, what Tom wants, okay, I think he wants to be like this here. No, you need to hear affirmation. You need to hear Tom Brady tell you.
Totally agree.
This is what he needs.
Totally agree. Oh. And don't tell me that the Patriots rediscovered their run game. Cincinnati's 29th against
the
run.
They're the worst.
Okay,
they're the worst.
And they got Sony going a little bit, and they got Rex Burkhead going some at the end of the game. I don't trust that.
Yeah.
That offensive line is not good.
No.
It can't protect, and it can't run the football.
Buffalo's D line is better than you think.
Oh, they're really good.
But Skip
Hughes is, and Lawson, and they got I think a 97. I forget his name.
Yeah.
But they did a number on Pittsburgh.
They did.
They did a number on Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Would you say this is the Patriots season? To be honest,
it is. Make or break.
It's make or break.
Yeah,
a loss of this game.
The offense is so pathetic right now with no weapons, no blocking. There's no. I don't see a way out on offense. But if they could manage to survive Buffalo and then beat Miami, I would still give them a shot to try to figure it out.
Is that game in Miami or home?
It's home.
Okay. Because I know they struggled down there. Yeah. That's what
Skip,
I
think. But you know what? This is the first time all the AFC teams that's going to make the playoffs see the Patriots are vulnerable. This is as vulnerable as they've ever been.
Yeah.
Every team that's in the AFC feels like we can be. We don't care. If we got to go there, so be it.
And this is not last year where people try to say, well, they struggled and then.
No.
They're not nearly as good as they were a year ago.
No.
Would you admit that at the end of the season?
Not nearly as good because I don't completely trust Belichick's defense because Joe Mixon ran wild on them at Cincinnati.
But that's kind of been a problem since the Cleveland game.
Okay.
And we kind of chalked that up. They were so far ahead. They were playing off yada, yada, yada. But then we saw what the Ravens did. And the Texans had some success running. And we saw last week Joe Mixon had success running the football. But this team, Skip, they're vulnerable. This is as vulnerable as they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
We've not seen a Patriots team offensively struggle like this. And last year what they had that they don't have now, they had Gronk. Because when the rubber needed to meet the road, they needed a big-time play.
They did.
87 was coming down with the ball.
Yet the odds makers still have New England by 6.5 in this game. And you know what? I'm with both of you. I think I would take.
I'm taking my Fox bet money. I'm laying my Fox bet money down on somebody other than the Patriots.
Yeah.
I just think that's out of respect, and they just, it's the Buffalo thing.
Playoff time, my Fox bet money going against the Pats.
Mm.
Now, when I come in here bling blinging, I come in here bling blinging with like 100 bands on my wrist.
Really?
You know why? He better against the Patriots.
Bet like that.
So you're going to win $250,000 of Terry Bradshaw's money? Is that
I don't know if it's going to be Brad. It's going to be somebody, but I don't know who pocket he's coming out of.
No mercy.
Raiders running back and the NFL's sixth leading rusher, Josh Jacobs, received 15 of 24 Offensive Rookie of the Year votes from an NFL.com survey of executives. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray came in a distant second place with only 6 votes. So, Skip,
yes.
Do you agree with this poll?
I absolutely do not, and I am at a loss to explain what has happened to Kyler Murray. I am dumbfounded at how little love, how little respect, how little focus and attention he's getting for the year he's having, because in all these polls, he's not even an also-ran.
No. Yeah.
Not even. Nor he doesn't even also receiving votes, Kyler Murray.
No.
What are you talking
he
about?
Shouldn't.
His 4-9-1 record as a rookie starting quarterback is far more impressive than the Raiders 6-8 with Josh Jacobs. And I love Josh Jacobs, and I told you that when they drafted him late in the first round. I said, good move, Raiders. Loved him at Bama. Loved what he did to my Sooners, being from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He took it out on them and got revenge on them because they didn't recruit him. But that's ancient history. Kyler Murray is happening right before your very eyes.
What?
We looked at the schedule before the year started, and you made the case to me, I don't think he can win a game. That's what you told me, because it looks like murderer's row. And it ain't over yet, because he's still got to go to Seattle and go to the Rams.
So that's he got as many wins as he's going to have.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that, because he keeps shocking the world, because they are 4-9-1.
And we'll finish the season 4-11-1.
They've won four games you didn't think they could win. They tied Detroit on opening Sunday.
Okay.
How did he do that?
Okay, if you don't mind
27
asking,
all?
I'm not so sure of the people, because they don't have the schedule in front of them. Can you tell the people who Kyler Murray beat and see if the fans see
okay,
if the
thank you. Listening. I will. I will do that. He went to Lamar's team, went to the Ravens.
No. Who did
game.
Won?
I'm going to explain what just happened. They barely lost that game 23-17 to Lamar and company at Baltimore. Then he goes on a winning streak. He wins at Cincinnati. He beat the Falcons, who keep beating the Saints and the 49ers. That's a legitimate win. And then he went to the Giants. At Giants, he beat Danny Dimes. That's pretty great, actually, for a rookie quarterback. Then he played San Francisco to the wire twice, once on Thursday night. They were both close games that went to the wire. He went to Jameis, went to Tampa, and Jameis is lighting it up, throwing the football. They lost 30-27 at Tampa. And then they went to the Steelers and barely lost 23-17. And then what happened last Sunday? They routed the Cleveland Browns at home. It was 38-24. Kyler Murray is 14th in QBR. For a rookie quarterback, that's really good. He's 9th in catchable passes this year.
I thought you said with Dak finishing second was really good.
He's 4th right now.
No, I'm saying, but in his rookie year, he finished 2nd, right?
Yeah, well, he finished 3rd, but he was 1st most of the year.
Oh, yeah. But
I also told you, Dak Prescott had the greatest rookie year I've ever seen, better than RG3's rookie year with the Redskins.
Skip, I keep saying he's 4. 9-1. He beat the Giants. They have, what, 2-3 wins. He beat the Bengals. They have 1 win. The Falcons have, what, 5-6 wins. The Browns
impressive.
Have, what? Browns have, what, 4. So it's not like he's beating murderer's row. Skip, you look at Josh Jacobs. He has 1,150 yards, which is more than Dalvin Cook and Mark Ingram, who represents the Pro Bowl. They're 2 Pro Bowlers. And he's missed a game, been banged up in several other games. He's 4th in rush yards per game.
Now he's finished for the season.
Okay, so he right at this point in time, he's 4th in rush yards per game behind Chubb, Henry, and McCaffrey. Skip, he's been the best rookie. He's been the best rookie. It's as simple as that.
No. Nope.
They don't base it on Skip, okay, well, Kyler Murray plays quarterback in his more demanding position. No. He hasn't had a better season than Josh Jacobs.
Okay, who has the second most yards from scrimmage in the National Football League to Lamar? Kyler Murray. Second most total yards.
Skip.
That's extraordinary. Do you even hear anybody talk about this?
No.
What's happened?
Skip.
Did you start the Kyler hate club also? I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I'm going to try and clarify it for you. He's compiling a lot of these numbers in losses, big losses, because the teams are way ahead, and he comes back and he loses by 14, but he's compiled some yards at the end, which are meaningless.
His defense is awful. There was a reason they had the first pick in the draft.
His offense isn't much better either.
He's got a rookie head coach who got fired at Texas Tech, and he's doing this?
Okay, so when did you realize that he had a poor offensive line, the defense wasn't very good, and his coach was a rookie? When did you realize that Kyler Murray was going to be doing that?
Knew it going in.
Okay, then, so I don't want to hear
4-9-1, and Shannon Sharpe told me there's no way they're going to win a game.
No, Skip.
This looked like this had 0-16 written all over it, and guess what?
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful right now Detroit doesn't lose that record, because right now they're the only 0-16 team.
We should ask Kyle Shanahan who he thinks is the rookie of the year, because he had all a Kyler that he wanted in those two games.
Had played, got that dub. All I know is Kyler had a spectacular, remember he had spectacular highlights against Alabama, and what happened? Caught that L. So Skip, out of that flash, we don't do flash. At the end of the day, I just want to know. The thing that I love most about Mariah is that Whitney Houston, Whitney Houston come out there with a stool, sit it down, Adele, those sit out there with a stool, and start singing.
They don't need anything.
All the rest of the world, they need 1,500 dancers. They need pyrotechnics. They need trapeze and the monkeys dancing.
And that has what to do with this?
Want fanfare. I want wins.
Okay.
You want fanfare. You want a guy that runs for 3,000 yards and pass for 7,000.
Oakland is 6-8.
What's your record?
4-9.
Okay,
one.
That's hear
far more impressive than Oakland. Oh, so that cinches it.
Yep.
Oh, 6-8.
Yep.
That does it. Way to go, Whitney.
I did like the analogy of the stool, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you need. You just need
Whitney, they come out there with a stool, sit down.
Okay. So another show tonight.
Josh
you
Jacobs
watch?
Is Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I knew that all along.
Makes okay. So much sense now.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.